Eric Kratz rarely knew from year to year where he'd play baseball or if he'd get paid to play. The 2002 29th round draft choice of the Toronto Blue Jays always kept himself ready, healthy, and motivated to play and contribute for some big league club. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart. This is a program that you helped sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us for all the info you need to connect and give and sustain the show at WWIB.com. Eric Kratz's memorabilia room at his home in Virginia would have dozens of jerseys from 12 Major League Baseball stints and over 30 minor league stops along the trail. The 40-year-old former Brewer catcher retired recently after 19 pro seasons, and he's back with me this week on Sports and Commentary. So he played all over the country for a bunch of different organizations. I think 9 total organizations because he doubled up the Yankees, and I think you were with the Phillies a couple of times. Anyway, at plus 30 minor league teams, how did you live, Eric, with the uncertainty from year to year of your career, kind of live in the moment?
Overtime. I think it's something that there's no mistake in the fact that as my faith grew, I trusted in less superficial things. I trusted in the process of what I need to do every day. And my experience in the game only solidified that. I think early in my career, I wasn't in the big leagues. I wasn't playing in the minor leagues. Like it was something that was frustrating, but it was things that were completely out of my control. And it made me focus more on the things I could control and the things that I could make the biggest impact on teammates, on coaching staff, maybe even on fans. And it showed me that if I come to the ballpark with a mindset of being focused on how I can improve the team, obviously I still have to do all my work to improve myself to be ready to play in the game, but focus on how I can improve the team, that there is a way, way easier way to enjoy a season, to find the positives in a season. Obviously, you got to take care of your own stuff. You got to take care of workouts. You got to take care of your nutrition, all that stuff, things that I really put a lot of time into. But I started putting time into those things thinking, all right, well, you know what? If I don't take care of this, I'm kind of bailing out of my team. If I don't take care of this, I'm not going to be able to invest in my teammates when I'm at the field because I'm not prepared before I get there. And it's all things that really helped me through the ups and downs of getting called up, getting traded, getting released, getting moved in the season. Because there's still a lot of stumbling blocks going on in the season, you know, needing to call my wife and tell her that I'm moving from Salt Lake to Pittsburgh. And it's closer to home, but don't know how long I'm going to be there, you know? So there's less certainty there in baseball things, but I think it made more certainty in mine and my wife's relationship with the Lord too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you went to a deeper place as a person, as a family, with your faith because of this journey that you were on. All right, so you wrap it up with the Yankees this year in the postseason, play the Indians, and then the Tampa Bay Rays, get your final trips to the plate, and you've got a final couple of trips to the mound. You did some mop-up duty with that knuckleball of yours, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's something that's gotten a lot of notoriety. I threw some when I was with the Brewers. I think it's probably a little bit different when you know, larger media market in New York, and so it just got a little bit more traction. But it was just more stories, more experiences from a incredible career full of experiences already.
Yeah, what a career. Man, oh, man. The former 866th draft pick in the 2002 MLB draft of the Toronto Blue Jays. He is a survivor, a gamer, and one of the true gentlemen in the game. And, Eric, thank you for taking time today. I'd like to wrap things up on our next sports and commentary, talking about the gift of baseball that God has given you for all these years and how you used it for His glory. So let's plan on reconnecting here on Sports and Commentary. Thank you for coming by today. God bless you. Have a good one.
You too.